something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.
I'm Kate Magruder with Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. Today we'll be hearing from Nancy Peregrine, an herbalist and healthcare practitioner who carved out a spot of wilderness for her homestead in Whale Gulch. The epitome of a can-do woman, she built her home by hand, without power tools. Before that, at age 18, she'd hitchhiked around the world, and at 19, rode a horse down the west coast of Mexico, alone and pregnant, before making her way here in 1967.
I moved here in 67, not knowing that there was going to be a Back to the Land movement. I thought I was moving to a wilderness area, and it was just me. And so when I ended up buying this piece of land, before I knew it, people around me were buying pieces of land too. And then I realized, oh my goodness, it's a movement.
Can you tell me when you were born and where you grew up?
Well, let's see. I was born in Berkeley in 45. And my father worked for Shell Development Company, and he was a brilliant, brilliant biochemist. He figured out the molecular structure of penicillin in World War II so that they could mass produce it. And unfortunately, he developed cancer and died at 33 when I was not quite 4. Anyway, that changed our lives quite a bit. Yeah, my mom, she was a school teacher. She became a school teacher in Alameda, but she was still struggling with the loss of my dad. And she took her life when I was 12. And she did that in Pasadena, where her mother lived, who was in her 80s. And so my grandmother adopted me when she was 82 and I was 12. So you can imagine what a pair we were. She was born in 1876. So she was very liberal politically. And in terms of the morals of the time, she was still back in the 1800s. And here I was in the 60s, a teenager. So we were quite an interesting pair. Before she died, when she was in her 90s, she decided to give me a little chunk of money. And she gave me $10,000. And I knew that I had to put it into land. And I think that was from my Irish ancestry, that I just knew that if I had land, I could support myself forever. It didn't matter. And the kids, I could grow food. And then at Antioch College, we had a friend, Peter Adair, who was in film. And he said, oh, my folks have bought some land in Northern California, and they would like anybody who's interested to help them build their house, and they'll give them a place to camp. And so we came out, and when we were out here, we learned that. That was in 67, the winter, fall of 67. That was just here in Whale Gulch. And Whale Gulch, for people that don't know, is the very northern western corner of Mendocino County. So we're quite distant from the county seat, and this is somewhat of a remote place. We met Bob McKee, who's quite the character up here. He had grown up here, and he inherited a farm that had been his great-grandfather's, I believe, and he had bought Whale Gulch for $50 an acre. He had subdivided it. So when I bought this piece, which was 20 acres, I don't know what I was thinking, that I was going to be living forever in a wilderness area, because obviously he was going to sell the other pieces. And so that's how the community came to be. It was all thanks to Bob McKee. Sometimes to the chagrin of the people in town, I have to say, all these new people coming who were very colorful were sometimes hard for people in town to accept. But there were the people that even bent over backwards to accept people, and they were wonderful. There was Mamie's little grill, and Mamie ran the grill, but she also helped out people that were moving up here that had any needs. Sometimes it was hard. My husband had a goatee. It was like a well-kept beard. They threw him out of one of the local restaurants for having a beard, along with another guy that had a beard. And that's how it was back in those days. You just never knew. Back in those days, we didn't have any phones. And when we were fishing out of Noyo, a young boy had given me some pigeons that had come into his pigeon loft because he had too many. Some wild ones had followed his own back in. He would release them, and then they have these little one-way doors, and his would come back in, and the wild ones would come in with them. So he gave me a bunch of his pigeons, which I just had for fun, really. Well, I found that you could still buy little capsules to put on the pigeons' legs. And when people would be here and then they were going towards Whitethorn, where the first phone was, I'd say, could you make a phone call for me? And then write the answer to whatever it is I'm trying to find out, on this little piece of paper and put it in this and let the pigeon go. And they would come back to the to the chicken coop. Sometimes they didn't make it that night, and I guess they stopped somewhere in transit, and then the next morning they would come in. And yeah, so that's how I first did communications.
We've been listening to Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. I'm Kate Magruder. We just heard from Nancy Peregrine. You can catch short excerpts during the news hour on Thursdays and longer episodes at 3:30 on Thursday afternoons. They're also on our website and Facebook page with pictures and longer versions. Promise of Paradise is supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, California Humanities, the Arts Council of Mendocino County, the Judy Pruden Historical Preservation Fund of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, the Mendocino Institute, and Grace Hudson Museum.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.